This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. In Moscow, Russian police today cracked down hard on election protesters in the center of the city. They were demonstrating against the exclusion of opposition candidates from voting for the Moscow City Council. A group that monitors political arrests in Russia says more than 600 people, including would-be candidates, were taken into custody. This as protesters shouted, "Russia will be free." Demonstrators took to the streets again today in Hong Kong as the Chinese autonomous territory remains mired in political turmoil. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has a report.
Protesters dressed in black streamed into the Yuen Long neighborhood despite being denied official permission for the march. Police appealed to the marchers to stop, then fired tear gas as the demonstrators stood their ground. Police cited the risk of confrontations between demonstrators and local residents in barring the march. They say some of last weekend's attackers were connected to organized crime syndicates known as triads. Massive demonstrations began in Hong Kong more than a month ago over an extradition bill that have grown into a broader pro-democracy movement. I'm Ben Thomas.
Videos uploaded by journalists showed Hong Kong riot police waving batons and chasing youngsters wearing respirators and construction helmets into the Yuen Long station before it was tear gassed. A balcony collapsed overnight inside a South Korean nightclub in the town where the World Swimming Championships are being held, Gwangju. Two South Korean men were killed. 16 people were injured, including 8 athletes. They included 3 Americans, 2 from New Zealand, and 1 each from the Netherlands, Italy, and Brazil. Officials say at least one of the nightclub's owners and club staff have been detained for questioning about possible illegal renovations at the site. From Washington, this is VOA News. Disaster officials say 2 earthquakes have shaken the Philippine province of Batanes, killing at least 8 people, injuring 60. Authorities say the 5.4 and 5.9 magnitude tremors struck early today within hours of each other. There have been several aftershocks. Batanes is a group of sparsely populated islands in the Luzon Strait in the northern Philippines. As civilian casualties mount in Syria's northwestern province of Idlib, the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights says she's alarmed that the situation is no longer on the world's radar. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
In the last 3 months, UN Human Rights Chief Michelle Bachelet has documented nearly 500 civilian deaths in Idlib, including more than 100 in the past 10 days. Her spokesman, Rupert Colville, says the High Commissioner is alarmed at the apparent international indifference to the rising civilian death toll caused by a succession of airstrikes. He says the latest bombing campaign by the government and its Russian allies has caused enormous damage to civilian infrastructure. He says some 40 health facilities, at least 50 schools, and other civilian infrastructure, such as markets and bakeries, have been attacked.
That was Lisa Schlein reporting for VOA from Geneva. The United States and Guatemala have signed a so-called Safe Third Country Agreement. It says migrants who cross into Guatemala on their way to the United States must apply for asylum in Guatemala. Here's VOA's Steve Herman.
With President Donald Trump looking on, the agreement was signed by Acting Secretary of Homeland Security Kevin McAleenan and Guatemalan Interior Minister Enrique Degenhart. Trump was asked by VOA News what was the breakthrough that led to the agreement after threats of retaliation by the U.S. president.
We just get along, and they're doing what we've asked them to do, and I think it's going to be a great thing for Guatemala. They don't want these problems either.
The path to implementation of the plan is unclear. Guatemala's constitutional court has ruled that any such agreement, which is widely criticized in that country, will require legislative approval. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
Also on the immigration front, the U.S. Supreme Court has handed President Trump a victory, ruling his administration can legally redirect $2.5 billion in Defense Department money to help build his promised wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. In a tweet message, Mr. Trump said, quote, "Wow, big victory on the wall." The U.S. economy hit the pause button last quarter as growth slowed a full percentage point from the quarter before. Many economists point to the U.S. trade war with China as a contributing factor. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.
V- KOMA, all the hits and more.